Well, I think the meeting went very well. A lot of the families attended that meeting along with legal teams. Some of the survivors were there in attendance today too. The meeting did go on for slightly over an hour and a half. The families did give in their own private questions, their own worries and concerns to the minister. He did take a lot of it on board. He has to get back to some of us with some of the things that we had asked, so he has to revert back to us on that. Obviously, we touched on the inquiry again with him, and telling him the need, why we actually need this. He hasn't ruled it out. He didn't say no. He just said that he's just waiting to see what comes out of the DPP. Hopefully, there might be prosecutions, but we just have to wait and see. And he just wants to wait and see what happens on that level and let justice take its course then, if there's going to be prosecutions through the courts. And then after that, if we still have outstanding questions, that he will sit down and talk to us and meet us again in regards to the inquiry. Now, he did not rule it out. So,
how do you feel now? You know, you've been waiting and campaigning and lobbying to try and get a meeting like this with the Justice Minister since the government changed over, really.
Yeah. Well, we were all delighted today, to be honest, to be able just to have that opportunity to have a proper, decent meeting where we could sit down face-to-face and talk to him properly about all our worries and all our concerns. Same with the rest of the families and the survivors, and the legal teams were able to put their things across to him as well. So we were delighted to be able to get that meeting today, and we did thank him for that opportunity.
Donna, was there anything new that came out of the meeting today?
There was a few things, yes, but obviously that's private at the minute for the families, because some of the families did raise a few issues to him. And in regards to that, he's going to look into a few things and revert back to us on it.
It must have been quite an emotional day for you. You know, it'll be nearly 4 years
now. It was a very emotional day for everybody. I mean, my thoughts on the way up. We got a bus up here this morning because of, obviously, there's protests. So we the families and the survivors, we got a bus up here this morning. But a lot on my mind was obviously my daughter. So it was quite emotional to think that you're here in this position in the first place, you know, to look for justice and accountability and trying to get an inquiry, because your daughter, you know, we lost her and they're coming on 4 years ago now. And as most people know, Leona was only 14 when she was killed. She would have been 18 in January past. So it's an emotional day all round.
It is. And, you know, there's never a good time to lose anyone, let alone your child. But, you know, at that age, every year there would have been something that you'd been thinking, should have been doing this now. And, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as I say, Leona was killed when she was 14. And the 9th of January passed, she should have been here celebrating her 18th. She should have been leaving school last year and doing her prom and going on to the next chapter in her own life. So, you know, every day is different for us. You know, where do you begin to try and move on when you're looking for justice and you're looking for inquiry and so on? But for us, we're still stuck on the 7th of October 2022, and we will be for a long time until we get answers.